أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعندهم قاصرات الطرف عين كأنهن بيض مكنون فأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتساءلون قال قائل منهم إني كان لي قرين يقول أئنك لمن المصدقين أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ فَاطَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ قَالَتْ اللَّهِ إِنْ كِدْتَ لَتُرْدِينَ وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. The ayats we discussed last, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala has in store for those whom Allah Rabbul Izzat has selected and chosen. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had described it as rizqun ma'loom, that rizq, that sustenance that is known, that will be apportioned to them. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about one or two aspects of that, and this is a continuation of these ni'mats that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has in store for the people of Jannah. However, these are very brief glimpses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Continuing, Allah says, وَعِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ, that by them are those women that have the gaze lowered, wide-eyed. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about, and the topic that Allah Rabbul Izzat is speaking about is whilst the people of Jannah are taking delight and they are honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be sitting around without anyone's back facing anyone else. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them that absolutely pure drink of Jannah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that together with that, they will have these women of Jannah, duhuri'een. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them as qasiratu tarfi'een, that the gaze will be protected, the gaze will be lowered. Here, the gaze being lowered and protected means that they will look at no one else but their husbands. And together with that, we find in the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they will say to them also that you are the best and you, your face is the best face to see in Jannah. And together with that, we find some ulama also saying that they won't only lower their gaze, but because of the extreme and absolute beauty, their husbands will also lower their gaze in Jannah. كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as though they were eggs that were hidden. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala using this expression opens up different aspects of understanding this ayah. One is that when a hen lays an egg, then that hen sits upon that egg, and that egg is absolutely protected. There is no one that can see that egg, and it has the shelter of its mother. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show absolute purity, absolute protection, and they were protected from every kind of ill, every type of vice. They are the women of Jannah. And together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also implies that there is no one that can see them. Then if you go further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also making reference to the white of the egg that is within the shell. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that no, that it is total protection. And some have even gone to the extent to explain this ayah in the context of the membrane between the shell and the egg in itself, the membrane, the inner cover of it, that because of its delicate nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the delicate beauty. And together with that, some have also added, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about them that they are these eggs and they are white in color. And Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us, like the Arabs, when they used to refer to absolute beauty, they used to refer to it as white. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show the absolute beauty. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Up to here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the general ni'mats of Jannah. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about what will happen to an individual in Jannah. That like how those that have been doomed to the fire of Jahannam, they will have a discussion between themselves that we discussed in the ayahs before, those who are the leaders and those who followed, the followers and the leaders both will have a discussion. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the discussion of the Ahlul Jannah, a person of Jannah. فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ. Then some of them will face others questioning and asking. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينَ. One of them from amongst the people of Jannah will begin to say to the people that certainly I had a comrade, I had a friend, a companion. يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. That whilst we were in this dunya, whilst we were in the world, then he used to ask me, are you from amongst the people who believe? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. And then he used to ask also, and this wasn't because of any form of amazement, but he used to ask because he refuted the concept that when we are become soil, when we die and we become soil and we become bones, and obviously bones that have decomposed and decayed, أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. Then is it possible that we are going to be recompensed, we are going to be compensated for our deeds? قال هل أنتم مطلعون. Now here he himself could have asked this question, that will you be able to see down at this person, because he's not here in Jannat, where is this person? Or perhaps it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that interjects, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks this question, that do you really want to see this person where he is? And hence فَاطَّلَعَ, he will have the opportunity, the person of Jannah will have the opportunity of peeping into Jahannam. فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. Then he would see him in the midst of the fire of Jahannam. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the past tense because it is most certainly and definitely going to happen. He saw him in the fire of Jahannam because he refuted the concept of akhirat. He did not bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ تَاللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ. The person of Jannah will then address this person of Jahannam and say that you were very close to have had me thrown also into the pit of the fire of Jahannam. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. If it was not for the ni'mat, if it was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and Allah's favor upon me, then I would have also been arrested and presented for the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in conclusion of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ. Now this person will begin to reflect and he will ask the question that is very obvious actually, that are we now going to die again? We are now in Jannat. Death had already come to us once before. Are we now going to die again? إِلَّا مُوتَتَنَا الْأُولَى. After the death that had already taken place the first time, obviously that is not going to happen. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. Is this a reality now that we are not going to be ever punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we have come to Jannah? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us in actual fact to the absolute. That here the realization comes that this life is forever and ever, and that realization needs to come to us now in this world. That if we become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we earn this Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about, then obviously the reality comes that there is only one death, that we leave this world and we go into the hereafter. And there, of course, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and Allah's fadl and Allah's mercy be upon us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us Jannat, then forever and ever it is a life of bliss. And Allah says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Most certainly, undoubtedly, this is the great success, the success that the Quran Kareem has deemed as the greatest of all successes, is entering into Jannah and enjoying the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after which there is never the possibility of being unsuccessful, because there is no trial thereafter, there is absolutely no test after. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for such ni'mats that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in store, فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ, let those who practice according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaik.